That is Jesus' story. It's a story about a family. And it's a story that we kind of remember when we hear it, because it's a story we can all understand, no matter where we come from. Lisa said we're from many different countries here this morning, but we all understand what a family is meant to be. We all come from a family ourselves. We know that families can be places of love and care for one another, as parents care for children, as grandparents care for grandchildren. But we also know that families are not always easy. Family members don't always agree with each other. We don't always care for one another the way that we should. And the story Jesus tells is about a family with really big problems. Just to recap the story, this father has two sons. One son runs away from the father. The other son stays home with the father, but neither son loves the father the way they should. And that, according to Jesus, is the big problem he wants us to see. So what does this story about a family mean for us? Well, I think it means a few things. The first we've already thought about. God is a father. More than that, God is the perfect, loving father, says Jesus. God is the one who created our world and who created us. He's the one who gave us life and gives us everything we have. God gives us the gifts we have, the brain so we can study, the body so we can move. He gives us everything. Like a father, God is the one who gives us life. And he is the perfect loving father, Jesus tells us. None of the fathers we have are perfect, but Jesus shows us God is the perfect father. He is generous with his children. He is patient with us, and he is willing to forgive us when we get it wrong. And that is the next thing this story teaches us. None of us loves God the way we should. See, the two sons in Jesus' story, they're very different from each other. The younger son seems very disrespectful to his father. He runs away from home. He takes his father's money. He refuses to work on the family farm. He rebels against his father. See, the younger son doesn't love the father the way he should. But neither does the older son. Jesus wants to show us that. The older son, at first, he seems respectful towards the father. He works hard for his father. He doesn't run away. He looks like a good son. But we discover at the end of the story, this older son doesn't love his father the way he should either. He is angry at his father. He doesn't respect his father's judgment. He doesn't trust his father. See, neither son loves his father the way they should. And Jesus wants to see we are all like these two sons in this story. God is our father, and none of us loves him the way we should. Some of us are like the younger son. Some of us, we actively turn away from God. We run away from him. We do whatever we want to do. We hurt the people around us. We are rebels. We are like this younger son. Some of us might look more like the older son. We look like good people. We look respectful. We work hard. But actually, we don't love God. We think we don't need God. We think we are good people without him. And Jesus says that is a big problem. Because not to love God the way we should is to reject the one who gave us life, the one who created us. God deserves our love and our trust. And it is a terrible thing not to love this God. And if that was the end of the story, with just the two sons, one running away, one staying but angry at his father, it would be a very sad story for all of us. But that is not the end of the story, according to Jesus. According to Jesus, God sent his son to call us home to our Father. None of us loves our Father the way we should. But Jesus came to show us what God is like, to show us that God is generous with us, patient with us, willing to forgive us. And he does that so he can call each one of us home to know God as our Father again. Remember the father in that story when he sees his younger son, the one who ran away from, who rejected him, coming home. He runs to meet him. He throws his arms around him. He kisses him. He throws a party for him. The father loves his younger son. And when the older son is angry at his father, when he refuses to go into the party, the father doesn't reject him. He goes out and pleads with him. Come in. Come home again. Jesus says this is a picture of the God of love and patience and generosity. And Jesus invites us to get to know this God. Jesus shows us God's love by telling us this story. He shows us God's love in many ways in stories in the Bible. But the big way Jesus shows us God's love is he went to a cross to die in our place so God can welcome us home, so we can learn to love God the way he should be loved in our lives. Now, I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus. So is everyone else who belongs to our church family here at Avenue. We have learned something of the love of God through Jesus. Jesus shows us the love of God. So if you are a student here and you're going to someone's house for lunch, why not ask them, why do you follow Jesus? How does Jesus show you his love? Or talk to me or Lisa at the end here. But this story of Jesus about this family with big problems tells us amazing things. It tells us God is a father who loves us. It tells us, sadly, none of us has loved God the way we should, but Jesus calls us home to God. Jesus goes to the cross so we can come home to our Father. And it's because of that truth that Christians sing and celebrate about the love of God. Let me pray for us, and then I will hand over to Lisa. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this story. We thank you for the way you show us what God is like. And we are amazed that God is a God who loves us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you went to the cross so we can come home to our Father. Lord Jesus, help us to know your Father better as we come to know you. And Lord, we thank you for this story that reveals God to us. Amen.